After a hiatus of a little over a year, Highland Medical Center has restarted their dental department, and I recently spoke with their new practitioner.
My name is Daniel Sudamek. I'm from El Paso, Texas, where I spent the last 8 years or so.
And what brought him to Highland County?
Kind of a act of God, to be honest with you. I went up to visit my sister in Baltimore, planned on staying for a couple weeks, stayed for 4 days and decided I wanted to get the heck out of there. And I just happened to be passing through Virginia on my way home, got a hotel and ended up staying for about 2 weeks, applied for a job, and here I am at HMC. I am the associate dentist running the dental clinic over there. I've been doing dentistry for a good 12 years or so. HMC is a community health center, which is, it's actually quite an achievement for them. It takes a lot of work to become a health center, to become federally qualified. But I like to tell, you know, my patients, my family, my friends, everybody I know, I say go to a health center when you need a doctor, when you need a dentist, or when you need some physical therapy. Because great thing about health centers is you're not going to find a single doctor on commission. Everybody's just doing what you need and giving you straight up the best care they can give you.
He talked about what services are available.
Anything that you can expect to get done at a general dentist's office, a family practitioner, we do it. We'll see kids age 1 month and up to 199 years old, and we do just about every type of dentistry there is under the sun. Crowns, veneers, dentures, RPDs, root canals, you name it. Do it all. Most of my career, ever since I graduated in 2010 from San Antonio, I've worked in community health. So I'm pretty familiar with the kinds of treatment that usually goes on in community health centers. Usually it tends to be more preventative, things like fillings, fluoride treatment, extractions for patients that just want to pull the teeth and they don't want to try to fix them. Our community health center, I like to run my center differently. I like to make sure that we have all services available to patients. So it shouldn't be anything different from going down to Joe Schmo, the family dentist down in Stanton. You could just come right here and see me.
He filled us in on staffing and hours of operation.
Fantastic staff. Actually, you might know one of my assistants, Tyler. He's working here, I think. We have Lauren, we have Tyler, we have Emily, and Megan is our hygienist. We've also got Shelly and Stephanie. They're coming back. So, yeah, fully staffed, ready to go. I hope to see us grow a little bit over the next couple of years. Our schedule right now, we're open Monday through Thursday. We're going to be there from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Mondays and Wednesdays. And then we're there from 8 o'clock till 7 o'clock p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Any last words of dental advice?
Sure. Hey, everybody, you only have to floss the teeth you want to keep.
For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Scott Smith.